they asked me to do a video for them, but I kind of felt like, you know, I've always loved music videos as a form. I think it's like the closest thing in America to sort of funded short experimental films, when they're done right. And also, I was lucky enough that, you know, going to film school in Europe in the 90s, all those great directors like Michel Gondry and Jonathan Glazer, you know, were like doing their best work. And it just made you think like music videos were this really vital art form.
Right.
And so they talked to me about video, but I just felt like where they were and what was happening in the U.S., you know, MTV don't really play videos anymore. There wasn't much of a point. So I went on tour with them to shoot a documentary in 2001. I came back to the U.S.
And then what year?
2001 in fall.
Okay.
It was not a good time. It was like right after 9/11. I think they were on the road October 9th, 2001 or something like that. And then for a while we thought the whole tour would just be canceled. And I had come back to the U.S. to shoot this, like, film without the tour. And through that I really bonded with the band. And even before then, when they had come to play their very first shows for, you know, $50 at a pub in London, you know, I put them up in my apartment and stuff, and we'd all sleep on the floor. But I became really close, but it was just a really bad time, and I was out of my depth and element shooting a documentary about all this stuff. And so we never did anything with the footage. It's incredible stuff because people forget now that band really paid their dues at one point.
Right.
I mean, like, I have footage of them playing a little punk rock toilet in Pittsburgh that's full of feral cats and vending machines, you know, and the police show up to shut it down.
Really? Like during the show?
Yeah, because this was not a licensed venue and all this other stuff. I mean, just all this, like, you know, they really, really paid their dues, and I know firsthand that they did, and I used to see them, you know, every night. Nick would sleep in the van so the equipment wouldn't get stolen, and the rest of the band would share a bed in